We're speaking with Alejandra Vallejo.
Vallejo.
She's at a very special winery. Wow, really, it's right here at the foot of the Andes, correct?
Yes.
Beautiful place. Tell us about the name of the winery and a little bit about it.
The name of the winery is Valle Secreto.
And
Secret Valley.
Secret, of course.
The name comes from the, if you take the highway to be here, mm-hmm. you never see other winery. Mm-hmm. And after so different farms, mm-hmm. you do
you see, yeah.
entry to Valle Secreto.
And we can walk while you talk if
yeah.
you wanted to. And you're
but I want
yeah,
to show
go
you
ahead.
Something.
Yes.
This is our Andes Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the
the snow cap, the snow at the yeah. top? That's beautiful. I love yeah. that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This snow you only can see when you have a rain gear. And
what do you,
year,
what do you mean? What do you
we
mean
have
by
a
that?
A lot of water.
Oh, you mean when it rains here quite a bit? That's the only time you can see that aspect.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't have rains during the winter, you can see the snow.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's a beautiful shot for anyone that's going to...
That's why we are in the foothill of the Andes Mountains. Mm-hmm. This farm is 90 hectares, but we have planted only 30. And we have different varieties.
I see you like Carmenere right there. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Carmenere, Syrah, Cabernet Sauvignon, a little bit of Cabernet Franc. Mm-hmm. One plot of Petit Verdot and one of Malbec and one of Viognier. With this Viognier, I made a late harvest.
You made the late harvest, but did you get to the point where the fruit ended up, what do they call it, when it gets all the... when the late harvest fruit, and then there's the grapes turn really like raisiny.
Yes.
Do you get to that point here?
Yes.
You do? Because, okay, very good.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And I take it the pond here is for you guys to have water for your vines and different things like
yeah.
that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Now
though.
We have some. Cool.
Hey, you two are going to have to take photos for me because I can't of this. You guys got to earn your keep a little bit, okay?
we have all the reservation water full
mm-hmm.
because we have rain. We had rain last week.
Oh, yes, I've seen at other places where some of the vineyards was a little flooded out
yeah.
because of the rains, yes.
Yeah. Well, we have different clones, and when this winery was, it's a boutique winery,
mm-hmm.
and the owners are Chilean, and they worked before into the viticulture industry, and they decide to buy this farm to make very good quality wine.
What year was that? What year did the owners?
In 2007.
And when did you start here?
In 2015.
You did, okay. So you're walking in the footsteps of your brother or what? Huh? Kristen Vallejo is her brother. He's the winemaker over at Vic, which is a very prominent place. But I mean, did he give you inspiration for what you're doing or did you give him inspiration?
Yeah, I think, well, he's bigger than me in age.
Yeah, I know.
And he decided to work in the winemaking. And when I was studying in the university, I decided to follow this area because I like it too.
Yes, of course. Okay. Very good. What grapes are grown right over here? This is a beautiful...
Here is Cabernet Sauvignon.
Which is always
Syrah.
Cab is always seems to be king, right?
Yeah. It's king. And the Cabernet Sauvignon from here is a very, very nice Cabernet. the Catzapoal area. It's a very special area because you can see the Andes Mountain.
Yes.
And when you drive to Vic, you will see the coast mountains.
So Vic is more further west.
Yeah.
West towards the coast, yes. But for you guys that might be listening to this podcast with Alejandro and myself, this is one of the most spectacular views you ever see anywhere in life. They're right down in the, at the base of the Andes Mountains in Santiago, outside of Santiago, Chile. And it's just beautiful, really nice.
And the thing is that it's very near from Santiago. Because
yes.
If you stop here, first is only 1.5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yes. Very nice.
From here to Casa Silva is to the south.
Yes. It seems like that's a key that's on the door, that's a symbol. Is that what it should reflect?
This is our symbol, and Valle Secreto, the secret, something secret.
Mm-hmm.
This symbol is to open the secret, you know?
Oh, okay.
If you have the key, you can open it.
Okay, I got you. Very interesting.
And we have a label with the name key, because some markets ask to us if we can make something special or something, and we decide to have this brand too.
And are you guys distributed in the United States, U.S.?
We don't have a distributor like that,
mm-hmm.
but we have wines in a cellar.
Yes.
They keep our wine, and if we have to connect the people to sell directly.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, we'll talk about that, and that's something that I'll let some people know, and if they want to have a chance to taste your wines, they can go directly to them in the U.S. and purchase the wines. Yes.
Yes. Well, here is Cabernet Sauvignon too.
Yeah, clone 338. Yeah, really famous clone. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is Cabernet Sauvignon. This is our 38 lot, and it's clone 169. And this is the best lot for Cabernet Sauvignon for me. All my good caps come from this area, and the special thing is to see the stones. Here we have alluvial soil because we are very near from the Andes.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty popular, or it seems to be pretty popular here, right? The alluvial soils are common.
Yeah.
Yeah, it also deals with, the alluvial deals with the shape of the rocks that we learned too, you know, yeah.
And this alluvial soil for this Cabernet Sauvignon or this clone is so nice to have a very big cut, but with soft tannins and very smooth, I like a lot.
Seems like you should have a dog here that would follow you around, you know, through the vineyard. You know how a lot of people in America, the winemakers, they have a dog. Yeah.
Yeah, I have my dogs in my house. I have some 2 German Shepherds.
Oh, where? You don't bring them out with you, no?
No. If I come to here with them, maybe they are inside of the cellar, and I don't know. I can't do it. But.
Okay. I got
because I always, when I arrive to my house, they go to me and say hello in his way.
Okay.
We pick all the grapes by hand in small cases, and of course, I can decide if I pick only the half of the plot or wherever. It depends, because I always are tasting the grapes, and after tasting, and if I decide the fruit is okay, I make the harvest.
Yes.
And We receive all the cases here, and this is the reception area. And all the cases going inside, oh, we put the cases like that here
in the store,
and go to the second floor.
Second floor,
because
yeah.
Because we put the grapes inside to the tanks by the gravity.
Gravity floor, yes. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. Thank you.
Oh,
so the juice flows up. The grapes flow up.
We can go to the second floor and see the process.
Is this also your land in back, right back here?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's ours too.
And the homes is back there. There's just people that live in these homes?
Yes.
At the foot of the Andes back there. Oh, that's beautiful. They get the best sunsets in the world coming over there, yeah? Oh.
Fill the tanks,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And we move by hand. And we open or close. It depends which tank I wanted to fill.
Okay.
And this is a unique way in Chile to fill the tanks, like by gravity. Mm-hmm. A lot of wineries have gravity to fill the tanks, but this is the... In Chile, nobody have this.
This is the first time I've seen this actual operation right here in filling the tanks by gravity also.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very nice. Now, your sorting process, are you, you're not using optical, of course, no?
No.
It's just by hand?
Yes. Kind of.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. By hand with people.
With people, of course. Of course, yes. Mm-hmm. How many different grape varietals are you playing with each year or dealing with?
Well, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Carmener, Petit Verdot, Malbec, Syrah, and Viognier.
Viognier, okay.
Seven different varieties.
Very good. You can
handle that. 30 hectares.
Yeah, you can handle that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm in charge of the vineyard and the cellar.
Yeah, and the winemaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, the winemaking. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's been how long have you been in charge?
How long?
How long have you been El Jefe?
Here?
Yeah.
From 2015, I started here.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Just so you know, you're doing very good. We've been going for 14 minutes and you've done an excellent job. We're heading to the cellar now, correct?
Yeah,
okay.
I've been working in the commercial area
mm-hmm.
for 5 years. And before that, I've been working in Viña Carmen.
Oh yeah, Carmen,
I was a Viña Carmen winemaker. And I started in Viña Santa Emma.
Mm-hmm.
But too many years. No.
Yeah, you're not that old. Come on. Yeah.
Well, this is a special cellar too because we fill the tanks by gravity, and that's why it's a semicircle.
Mm-hmm.
This is not common.
Yeah.
And for example, the tanks, we started the bigger tanks, and we finish here with the smaller tanks. Those are my smaller tanks to do the special things. All the tanks, we can have a temperature to the process, cool temperature and hot temperature, it depends.
So you have the cement eggs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 2017, the owners decide to make something different, and I have a new idea, and my idea was to make these eggs, but to make these eggs, we use stones from the vineyards, the alluvial soil.
So cool. You made
so it's a the alluvial is it stones. Concrete with a mix of
yeah.
stone?
Yeah.
That's really that's cool. Why you I love that. Yeah. I've never seen that before.
This is a unique idea.
Oh, and well, hold on. Let's just backtrack for a minute. There's stones is that big in the vineyards to make this?
No, we're mixing stones with concrete.
In this moment we planted a plot, and we have a lot of stones. And we send the stones, but the stones are like that.
Yes.
No big stones or. And all the stones. Rounded stones.
Yes.
Alluvial stones.
Alluvial.
And my idea in the beginning was to give on the wine minerality and something different because I
a different made texture the, maybe too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I make the alcoholic fermentation in stainless steel tanks, and then the malolactic here. I wait 6 months and then I bottle the wine. No oak. And
how do you control mallow in here? How do you control it?
It's a natural mallow and
yeah, but you have to be able to stop it.
Yeah.
You know, what to stop? Para?
Para. Sí, para la fermentación.
But yeah, but when the mallow is ready, I add sulfur.
Yes, winemaker's best friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
eggs compose the origin line. We have four different lines of wine, and this is for origin, se llama origen in Spanish. And for example, number one is always Cabernet Franc, number two is Petit Verdot. Number three is Cabernet Sauvignon, and number four is Syrah.
Okay, makes sense.
And year by year, the same variety and the same process with the. But the thing is, no only minerality. The process, because I made it with the stones, we have a different porosity. And
concrete does. By itself.
When she said porosity, is she talking a...
Like how much absorption
pores.
Happens.
Yeah, pores. Oh, okay. Pores. Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. I like that idea.
You
that's
cool.
Taste
wine now. Mm-hmm. You will see the...
Yeah, that's really cool. Okay. I've never seen that before. First
so
time.
I'm gonna pause you here. We're going to take a little commercial break.
Yeah.
And then we'll go back to...